Manatee. Good morning, afternoon, evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. We're broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity, right here in Auroville in southern India, in Tamil Nadu. And my name is Fif. I'm the co-founder of MediClown Academy, and we're here to create peace and love and laughter throughout the world, because India does know love. So we had some comments on our last episode for International Peace Day, and they were, how can you laugh when you're dealing with so much stress and so much trauma? Well, I want to share with you some of my own personal stories. I'll share with you two stories. But the trauma that those kids dealt with, kids are different than adults. They're resilient, and it doesn't matter what that stress is, they can bounce back. So we are also learning resilience and how to bounce back. Several years ago, I was in a fatal car accident down in the United States. And when I came back to Canada just a few days later, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to get into this car and drive. And I was having these visions of the car accident. I thought, no, cancel, cancel, cancel. And what I did was I said, I am an amazing driver, and I love to drive, and I love to have my hair blowing free. And I painted the words, and I painted the picture of me driving this car, going down the highway, going down the streets of Calgary, just having a fantastic, beautiful time. And I got in, and it was fine. And I got in the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the fear of driving was gone. It was completely obliterated. And I just gave thanks. I had gratitude for that. So that was one way, is to, and I laughed. I laughed. At this point, I was also a laughter leader. So one of the other things that's really important is to visualize, to use affirmations, to imagine, and to laugh, and to feel that you've overcome whatever that fear is. Now, when I came to India, when I was 7 years old, I was in Canada, and my uncle, who was my dad's youngest brother, was killed in a scooter accident. And oh my goodness, that just played havoc in my brain, and it affected me my entire life. And when I came here, I really wanted to ride my motorcycle down to the village, and I wanted to be able to ride around. And I was just like, I was terrified. I was terrified that I would die, I'd be killed. And I thought, no, wait a minute, wait a minute. I have those affirmations. I can visualize myself driving safely on my motorcycle, and I can laugh, and I can rewire my brain. And so before I actually got on my motorcycle, I visualized myself getting on. I visualized myself turning on the ignition, kicking it, kicking the start, and going and loving it, just loving it and laughing it and waving. Hi, Stefano. Hi, Ruben. Waving to people and breathing it in. And then after a few days, I actually did that. I got on the bike. I put the ignition on. I kickstarted it and off I went. And soon I gained speed, and soon I was going at the correct speed, and I was loving it. And that's how I overcame that fear. So what we're going to do right now is we are actually going to do a laughter called motorcycle laughter. Now, here where I live in Auroville, many times we get visitors that come and they rent a motorcycle, and invariably it doesn't work. So this is what we do, but you do it lovingly. You turn it on and you, it doesn't work. So you get off your bike, you give it a little bit of a loving kick, whoop, and you get on and you go and you start it and you go, oh, and you go up and down. Ooh! Join me, Stefano. Join me, Ruben. <Ooh! Woo! laughs> Go up and down. And look at the palm trees. Oh, and wave at your friends. Oh. Take a deep breath in. And you got all the way to the village and you had a great time and get off your bike. Oh, say thank you, bike. Thank you, visualization. Woo! I did it. I am confident. I am amazing. I am a fabulous motorcycle mama. I'm a clown mama, but I'm also a motorcycle mama. So now just take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, imagine, just say, I am amazing. I am confident. I am a superhero in everything I do. When I choose to be, I am a superhero. Now just take a minute of your own, less than a minute, and just say your own affirmations. It might be, I am beautiful. I am handsome. I am articulate. And say that mantra all day. Now gently allow your tummy to feel happy, your chest to feel happy, your arms to feel happy. Ooh, your head, your lips are smiling, your cheeks are twinkling, and your eyes are twinkling even more than your cheeks twinkling. And open your eyes, and you are amazing. And Stefano, Ruben, and everyone here at the radio station believes in you. We love you. Subscribe down below. Send us your comments. Anything that you might be having a challenge with, if it's something that's even deeper, please do get professional help. But we're also here to support you and believe in you. And on that note, shall we get out of this and go and enjoy the day? Ha 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 ha